like the board to at least consider, can that be a modification that can be made by the executive director with once the practice monitor has essentially signed off, so that we're not building too much delay into the system. So for instance, if he's performing adequately on surgeries, pain's being managed, he's demonstrated at each of the levels, can he then return to surgery at that point with approval of the PM? Obviously, we're going to keep coming back for her to report in on more substantive items, but it seems like if the goal is to have her see some surgeries, she approves those surgeries, can we then proceed to surgeries at that point?
Mark, I've got a legal question. Can we, since we're going to need to modify the consent agreement because there was a written practice restriction of no surgeries, so we're going to have to modify the consent agreement to lift that solely for the purpose of performing the three surgeries that are going to be observed by the practice monitor. Mm-hmm. To do a permanent lifting of the surgery restriction, would that not require another board action because we would be further amending the consent agreement?
It would require, amending the consent agreement, and you can either, kind of anticipate that in your first, or you can just take it in steps.
Yeah. The reason I hesitate is it took us so much to get to this point. And I hope that that is what happens, but the history, we've turned a corner. I hope we stay turned in that corner, but it's taken us an inordinate amount of time to get here. So based on that, I'm not comfortable with abbreviating the process anymore at this final end. Other board members have any concerns or comments?
I mean, I would say if it gets done in the next 30 days and it seems like things are going okay and then Katie doesn't have issues, then we can put it on the agenda for next month
to do.
But if it hasn't gotten done in the 30 days, or if there are concerns, I mean, maybe we still have it on the agenda, but we just discuss those concerns and it goes longer. I don't necessarily know that we should be putting it on Victoria, though, to approve.
I agree.
Like, I feel like we can prioritize it for next month, but I don't think...
I agree.
Unless Victoria feels like that's fine.
I would rather you make that decision about surgery.
Pardon?
I would rather that the board make the decision
about
surgery.
The other two thoughts I have would be, one option is always you can use the language of a board's designee. Behavioral Health does this, where the board, Toby, the director, reached out to a singular member of the board to get that approval. The other way to do it would be for the modification to the agreement. Perhaps the agreement needs to be modified that surgeries can be conducted with the presence of the practice monitor. That way we're not having to specify exactly in the consent agreement this procedure, this procedure, this procedure. It's more of a sort of allowing the practice monitor and the practice to coordinate what surgeries are going to be observed for this period of time leading up to the 30-day review.
I'm comfortable with the practice monitor approving, because Katie's got to agree that these are the three separate surgeries and that these are the three pain levels that she wants to observe and monitor the treatment of, because the problems have been related historically to anesthesia protocols and pain management. So I think we can specify in the consent agreement it's limited to the three surgeries as approved by the as selected by the practice monitor, and leave it at that.
I would just say for the number, if we could just be a little bit more flexible, only because I would like, if Katie sees something she wants to see again, or if she has a level of comfort for whatever reason, we want to, if the board would be comfortable, essentially just indicating that surgeries are conducted according to the practice monitor's, I think, presentation of the practice monitor, and then having that procedure proceed.
It was your proposal that suggested three.
I did. I just want to make sure that what I don't want to happen is if for some reason the practice monitor has any kind of concern about not approving and she wants to see something else, I don't want to be hamstrung and we have to come back to the board to get approval for another procedure. So
three
I just want
or more.
Well, or potentially put a max on it, because what I don't want to see happen is the clinic pushing Katie to be there for the next 20 days monitoring surgeries so that they can get more business, and Katie's like, wait, I didn't sign up for this. You know what I mean? Like, so I mean, maybe three at a minimum and a max of 7 to 10, or like, I just don't feel like at an unlimited number.
Katie,
do
you have suggestions?
I agree with what you're saying. Like, maybe I feel super comfortable with the dentals and castrations or something, and then we need to work on something else. So I do agree with having a cap on it. I would say 10.
Okay.
To my discretion. I also kind of like the idea of it's one surgery a day, but then I do, when you get to multiple surgeries a day, that's when things kind of get, the ball gets dropped sometimes. So I potentially would want to see a day with multiple surgeries. So I do like being able to have both of the 3 to 10 potentially.
Sure. It would be subject to the practice monitor being available to being there to observe.
Sure.
And report back to the board.
And
yeah,
I just still
we're
wanted
not contemplating
to,
surgery without the practice monitor until the board clears the surgical chair.
Yes, I just don't want it being portrayed that this is her holding the clinic back, because we've already seen behavior that indicates that she's holding up the process.
She's not.
And she's not. So let me be clear, the board at least, or at least I do not feel like she is the one holding up the process, and I don't want the expectation to be that she's going to be there full time for the next 30 days so that you guys can do surgeries.
I agree.
And that's fair. I think the idea was just we want to have as much flexibility as possible to get the surgeries done and get back in front of the board to clear any kind of restrictions.
Katie, if there's any problem with this going forward, please get in touch with Victoria, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so with that, Flynn, did you have anything else you wanted to?
No, I did confirm with the practice manager that they can get the supplies and get everything ordered to do this within this 30-day period.
Great.
So I anticipate soon after this meeting, they'll coordinate with Katie and with my schedule.
Super. And then the don't forget, on the tail end is her report time to report back to the board. She's got to have that time. That's why I said 60
and
days.
It seemed like it worked out well this month.
Yeah.
So I think we're on in a rhythm now.
I just don't want to put her in a bind.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be respectful of that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then I think what we have to do is amend the consent agreement. So I would move that we can that we amend the consent agreement for the following: to temporarily lift the surgery restriction on the practice solely for the purposes of the practice monitor observing different surgeries with different pain levels. Is that okay, Katie?
Yes.
Okay. And that would be a minimum of 3 surgeries and a maximum of 10, with the practice monitor to report back to the board in 60 days.
One more time?
Do you want the surgeries to be on the same day?
Some of them may be on the same day.
Some.
She can see how they triage.
Not at first. She's asking for one at first, just so she...
Yeah, that's up to her schedule, Mark, and I'd rather leave it to what they can work out.
And I know we had said we had indicated coming back in 30 instead of 60. Is that still something we could do?
I don't know whether that's going to be sufficient time for her to issue the
definitely
report.
Definitely agree with try.
Okay.
We'll try for 30, but we will expect it no later than 60 days. How's that?
If I could interject, just so is aware of the timeline, so that this is a consent agreement. So I've got it created, they got to sign it, I've got to execute it.
Yes.
That's not going to happen fast.
Right. I think you're going to need the 60 days.
So it's 60 days from the effective date.
The effective date of the consent agreement.
Yeah. Is there a second?
So then we can't start that until it's amended, correct? So we can't just like, we couldn't go tomorrow.
You can order all the supplies and get ready.
Right.
You can prep.
But I want to make sure the date of that is correct.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me look at the language. I didn't know if in the previous agreement there was a way to just lift it. Yeah, because I thought there was a way to lift that without.
I think there is.
Yeah, without having to sign a new agreement, I believe you can lift or modify.
It's a temporary lift.
Yeah, I believe you can do it without, and I don't want to step on Mark, so I'll pull up the agreement. Hang on just 1 second. Because I think what you can do is facilitate it so that we're not...
We need to hear from Mr. Harris.
I didn't anticipate all these other provisions around it.
Sure.
Thing.
It's attached, Victoria. It's dated, it's an amended, just the cover sheet, the top of it. Just says the parties agree to extend the terms from 1 year to 2 years, and respondent agrees to temporarily stop performing surgical or other anesthesia procedures until respondent's revised anesthesia and pain management practices are reviewed by a practice monitor and the board approves respondent's anesthesia and pain management policies and procedures. So
we're extending that though, Flynn, because of the based on the practice monitor's recommendation of observing the surgery.
I don't want to be part of delaying it, but I do think it's probably important to memorialize because it's not a complete.
We are. Right.
There are additional terms and conditions.
So is my motion, is that sufficient, Mark?
Yep.
Okay. And maybe we just, knowing that this one has potentially some time delays, maybe we prioritize Victoria to work on that modification first. Because I know you've got like 800 on your plate.
Just a few million, yeah.
There's still a consent agreement from last month that is in line in front of
that. Is in line in front, okay. So maybe time is of the essence. You decide when to go.
Yes.
How about that?
Okay, is there a second to my motion?
Second.
Thank you.
I have a motion and a second. Do we need a roll call for this, or can we just...
Yes.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Chopton?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Enid. Katie, keep up the great work. Thank you.
Do we want to do your 20-minute break now, then, or do we are we expecting the court reporter or not? I thought we weren't. But
at last I heard, there's no one coming, so they're just going to listen to the audio.
Not till noon.
Well, no court reporter.
Today. Yeah.
So. Is now good with everybody else? Jane just needs like 20 minutes?
Yeah, I'm fine.
20 minute break? You're good? We're good? Okay, so we'll take a 20 minute break now and be back at 11:37-ish.
Yeah.